That was some Marduk. Again, keeping with the Swedish stuff that we've been playing. I keep saying we. It's just me. I don't know why I keep saying that. I guess this is a good time to say that my views and my music are my own and all that kind of stuff I was told to say. So, you know, not that I'm playing really anything that crazy, but, you know, just gotta throw that out there, especially for a band like Marduk. I know that they are occasionally embroiled in, you know, some strange, you know, everyone's always getting accused of something or being tied, you know, 6 degrees of canceled Kevin Bacon. So they're definitely, I guess, in that sphere, but I don't, you know, they're on like Century Media, I think, I want to say that album is on. So I think it's a pretty distant, the accusations are, you know, whatever. So it is a great album, I would say. I'm actually kind of a recent fan of Marduk. As I was saying earlier in the show, I kind of was not a fan of this, you know, so-called Norse core, straightforward blasting, kind of black death. You know, it's just very to the point, in your face, but, you know, very kind of relentless stuff. And I don't know, there's something about it. I just, over time, I've kind of developed an appreciation for it. And I thought that their newest album, Memento Mori, was really good. I also really liked, forgetting the name of the vocalist right now, but he was on the latest Deathspell Omega. I mean, not officially, because no one's ever, you know, confirmed, but pretty obvious that he's on the latest